There were more protests in Greece today as Greeks vent their anger at government austerity measures. Greece is struggling under a load of debt, and it's counting on its Eurozone neighbors for a bailout. Much of the money would come from Germany. German lawmakers approved an expanded rescue fund just last week, but many German people say they're tired of helping the Greeks out. For Greeks living in Germany, the financial conflict is getting a little personal. Caitlin Carroll reports from Berlin.
About a dozen Greek students stand in the rain waving signs. They're protesting outside a meeting of Greek and other EU politicians in Berlin. They say the austerity measures Greece imposed to meet creditor demands are too severe. Massive layoffs, salary cuts, and spending freezes leave Greek residents with few options.
It's difficult. It's very difficult because people outside Greece see the problem as number, not as persons.
27-year-old Valeria Mouzas is a recent university graduate from Thessaloniki. She knows Greece has to make sacrifices. She just wishes more could be done to stimulate the Greek economy. With unemployment running close to 40% among young Greek professionals, Mouzas plans to stay in Germany to find a job.
I am a bit stressed because maybe in some month I have to help my parents. As my parents helped me, now I have to help them.
Another protester, Makis Tamalikos, says his German friends tease him about his country's financial straits. They offer to buy him a beer because Greeks have no money. It's a joke, but he says it's not that funny. He was home in Kavala, Greece a few weeks ago.
And I saw too many people looking in the garbage to find something useful.
Tamalikos says sometimes it's hard living between the two countries. When he's in Germany, he hears that Greece should give back the money it borrowed. When he's in Greece, people speak of Germany with suspicion.
A lot of people in Greece talk about the Fourth Reich, the economic Reich. What some people in Greece believe is that we have a new occupation, this time a financial occupation of Greece, because all the loans goes to pay back the bills that mainly are to German banks. They are not allowed to use that money to pay for salaries or rents or whatever for people.
Across town, Eriko Stamatakis is speaking with a club owner about DJing there. He decided to skip the protest because he doesn't think it'll change anything. He says Germans these days think that Greeks are freeloaders. They don't understand that Greeks work hard, but still have low salaries and poor benefits.
Yeah, the German people, they think that the Greek people are lazy. But the truth is that the people in Greece, they work, and I have personally worked, more than 10 or 11 or 12 hours per day. So the things is completely different than the people say.
Some people are working together to get through the difficult times. Georgia Vasileu is having a smoke and a coffee before she starts her shift at a Greek restaurant in Berlin. Up until last year, Vasileu was a bank officer in Greece. Then she was laid off. A friend in Germany offered her work at his restaurant until she can support herself. Vasileu has heard negative comments about Greece, but she says customers are supportive, like one couple who recently returned from Crete.
They decided, the German people, to go often to Greece because they thinking Greek people needs now more tourists.
She says even though it's a small gesture, she's grateful. She says her country needs any help it can get. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin.